This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Safety FM with Jay Allen. I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods as we are hanging out on this lovely Tuesday, August 13th of 2024. So today we're going to take a deep dive into something that can transform not just the way that we look at work, but your entire approach to how you see your experience at your job. We're talking about simple revolutionary acts inspired by the work of Dr. Todd Conklin. If you've ever found yourself just going through the motions at work, feeling like every day is just a repeat of the last, well, then today is an episode for you. And the reason we've decided to do this is because recently we released some elements of some of the simple revolutionary acts aspect, and people really seem to enjoy it. So the idea behind this is simple. Simple revolutionary acts is that small, intentional changes that can be a big impact inside of your workplace, whether it's how you think, on how you interact with others, or what you do on a daily basis. These acts can create a ripple effect that revitalizes not just your work, but also possibly your life, but also work lives and those around you. So let's break it down into three main sections. Revolutionary, the way that we think and feel about the work, revolutionizing how you interact with others, and revolutionizing what you do. Along the way, I'll share some practical tips with you, some real life examples and maybe even a few stories from my own experiences. So sit back, grab your favorite beverage, preferably a coffee or tea or something, settle in, and let's start this conversation with some revolutionary acts just for you. So let's take a look real quick and let's get into this first segment or first section to talk about. If we're going to put a title on it, let's call it Revolutionizing the Way You Think and Feel About Work. So let's kick things off by talking about mindset, because I think that this is going to be a very important aspect on what we're going to talk about. How we think and feel about work sets the stage for everything else. I mean, and this is a very crucial part about it. It's almost kind of like manifesting what's going to happen into some kind of a strange way. Dr. Conklin, inside of this book, starts with the idea that we should always choose the positive solution. This isn't just about being, you know, blindly optimistic, but rather about making a conscious choice to focus on solutions rather than problems. I know, a little bit easier said than done, but bear with me. Imagine you're in a meeting and two opinions are at the table. One is safe, predictable, and frankly, well, kind of boring. The other is more challenging, but could lead to something great. The revolutionary act here is to lean into the positive potential of more challenging option. Even if it doesn't work out perfectly, you've set the tone for forward movement. And I know most of the times we want to go with something a little bit more comfortable, a little bit more, predictable, if one may say. So now let's talk about the act of kindness. Dr. Conklin suggests that being, kind might be the most revolutionary act of all. It sounds simple, but think about it. How often do we really practice kindness at work? I know, I'll hold on for a moment because it might take a moment just to think about that. Here we go. Yeah, that's what I thought too. What would happen if for just one day you made it a mission to build the self-esteem of every person you encounter? Yeah, I did say that. The self-esteem of every person you encounter. Maybe it's a compliment here, a thank you there, or just a few extra moments to really listen to someone. You know, not that whole thing where you're listening to wait to talk, but you're really listening to what they have. The impact that you would have on that particular day can be profound. Take, for example, a colleague who's been struggling with a project. They're stressed out, they're frustrated, and they're not feeling great about with their performance. A simple kind act, offering them help, sharing a resource, or even just acknowledging their effort can change their entire outlook. It's these small acts that can build a positive culture, and a positive culture is a productive one. And I think we tend to forget that at times. Another concept that really resonates with me is the idea of becoming the person that you've always wanted to be. It's easy to get caught up in the routine of work and forget that we have choices about how we show up each day. Dr. Conklin encourages us to make those choices consciously. If you've always wanted to be more confident, start acting more confident. If you want to be more creative, give yourself permission to explore these new ideas. It's about aligning your daily action with the person you want to become. And that's an incredibly empowering thing if you decide to do so. I always think that it's interesting because if you've ever moved a lot, especially when you were a child, you always had the opportunity of becoming something new, becoming someone different if you chose to do so. Kind of the same concept here. Choosing happiness is another revolutionary act that can make a huge impact on your work life. I know it sounds, well, a bit cliche, if one may say it that way, but it's rooted in the very concept of emotional intelligence. We all have the power to choose the emotional responses, and by choosing to approach situations from a place of happiness or positivity, we not only improve our own experience, but also influence the people around us. For example, let's say that you're dealing with a difficult client or a difficult project, because, you know, those are far and few between. You could choose to let your frustration out, or you could choose to let it challenge you and it will help you grow. This doesn't mean ignoring the difficulty, but rather reframing it in a way that keeps you moving forward. Happiness isn't just about feelings. It's a choice. It's making the choice of consciously can revolutionize the way that you work with the experience of what's going on. So let's not forget about courage. One of the most interesting points in Dr. Conklin's books makes it about the power of pretending. Sometimes we don't feel brave, but if we act like we are, we can often surprise ourselves. Courage at work doesn't always mean standing up with a huge challenge. Sometimes it's all about the little things like speaking up in meetings or proposing a new idea. Over time, these small acts of courage build up, and before you know it, you're not pretending anymore. You're truly courageous. To wrap up this segment, think about it. What you want out of your workday, what would you make it more fulfilling for you? Once you've got that in mind, plan the day with that as your goal in the focus. Whether it's making time for a creative project, connecting with a colleague, or simply taking a few moments to breathe these small things, intentional acts, that can shift the entire energy of your workday.
This is the Jay Allen Show.
Hey there, this is Jay Allen from Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorn.
This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game.
With Acorn, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just your spare change. It's all about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorn recommends an expert-built portfolio designed to fit your financial goals, and then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorn app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to a mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC registered investment advisors. View important disclosures at acorn.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
And we are back on the Jay Allen Show on Safety FM.
Let's talk about segment two, revolutionizing how you interact with others. Now, let's turn our focus on how we interact with others. Everything in the workplace happens through conversation. Really, everything. Think about that for a moment. Whether you're solving a problem, building relationships, or just even getting the day-to-day task done, it's all about communication. Todd Conklin emphasizes the importance of meaningful conversations and truly listening to others. So let's talk about this a little bit more. So let's start with the very bare minimum of everything, and that's listening. We all know that we should listen more, but how often do we really do it? I mean, think about it for a moment. I mean, really listening. Without interrupting, without planning your response while the other person is still talking. Dr. Conklin suggests that we practice listening until the other person is completely done speaking. It sounds simple, but in practice, it can be quite a challenge. I should know, I tend to have this terrible habit of interrupting people all the time. Here's a practical exercise. The next time that you're in a meeting or having a one-on-one conversation, make it a point just to listen. Don't interrupt. Don't interject. Just listen. You'll find that the only thing that the other person feels more is heard and respected, but you'll also gain a deeper understanding of their perspective. This kind of listening can diffuse tensions and build stronger relationships that can lead to more effective problem solving. Another revolutionary act is the idea of challenging wrong assumptions politely, of course. We're all in this situation where someone makes a comment that's based on an outdated or just plain wrong assumption. It's easy to let it slide, but Dr. Conklin encourages us to address these moments, not in a confrontational way, which I know can be difficult from time to time, but with a simple question or comment that initiates the other persons to reconsider their perspective. For example, if someone says something that doesn't sit right with you, makes an offhand comment or remark about a colleague or generalization about how things work, take a moment to ask, have you considered it from a different angle? What if we look at this differently? These small, respectful challenges can open up new conversations and ultimately lead to a more inclusive and thoughtful workplace and even workplace culture. Let's talk about appreciation. Dr. Conklin brings up the concept of appreciation and appreciating problem solving. This means recognizing the efforts of others, even if things don't go perfectly. I know it's hard to do. But too often we focus on what went wrong, but if we shifted our focus on what was done well by appreciating the efforts and creativity that others were focusing on in solving some of these problems, we create an environment where people feel valued and motivated to keep trying new things. That's important. For instance, consider the following. Consider a team that just completed a challenging project. Maybe the outcome wasn't exactly what they expected, but instead of focusing on the negatives, take a moment to acknowledge the hard work, the late nights, and the initiatives and the innovative solutions that were tried along the way. This kind of appreciation not only boosts the morale, but also encourages a culture of continuous improvement. Another key point is the power of asking for help. It might seem, well, convoluted, but especially in a culture where often values independence, but asking for help is actually a sign of strength. Think about this. It shows that you recognize the value of others' expertise and are willing to collaborate to find the best solution. Dr. Conklin says that inviting others into the problem-solving process, you not are only making better solutions, but also building stronger relationships. Here is an example. If you're stuck on a project, instead of struggling alone, reach out to a colleague who has a different perspective. Say, I'm working on this. I'd really value your input. This simple act of collaboration can lead to new insights and more cohesive team dynamics. Think about that for a moment. Finally, let's discuss the revolutionary act of giving credit where credit is due. In the fast-paced work environment, it's easy to overlook the contributions of others, but taking a moment to recognize someone's hard work can have a big impact. This isn't about a formal recognition program, but the day-to-day acknowledgement that can make all of the difference. The next time someone helps you out and does something exceptional, don't just say thanks and move on. Take a moment to sincerely acknowledge their effort. You might say something like, I really appreciate the way that you handled this client call, or your work on what that report made a huge difference. These small acts that recognize and create a culture of appreciation and respect, which is essential for a positive work environment. Let's go into segment 3, revolutionizing what you do. Now, that we've covered how to think, interact with them differently, let's talk about what you can actually do. Dr. Conklin suggests a variety of simple acts that can shake up your routine and bring new energy to your workplace. One of the first acts is boldly to try new ideas, methods, or things. This is about getting out of your comfort zone. Maybe there's a new process that you've been thinking about implementing or different ways of tackling a problem. The revolutionary act here is just to go for it. What's the worst that could happen? It doesn't work. You gain valuable insight. If it does work, you've made a significant improvement on what was going on. That's the way to think about some of this stuff. Think about the last time you tried something new at work. How did it feel? Was it scary? Was it exciting? A bit of both? Well, that's normal. The key is to embrace the feeling and use it to fuel your creativity. Maybe it's as simple as rearranging your workplace to boost productivity or proposing a new idea in a team meeting. Whatever it is, taking these first steps can open up the world of possibilities. Next, let's consider the act of changing the pattern of behavior. We all have routines, and while they can be comforting, they also become, well, part of the rut of the things that we do. Dr. Conklin encourages us to identify these patterns to be shaken up. This doesn't mean you have to overhaul your entire day, but small changes can make a big difference. For example, if you always start your day by checking your email, try it with a creative task instead. If you usually take some route to work, find a different way that gives you a new perspective. These small changes can break the monotony and help you see things in a new light. Another powerful act to work and dance like nobody's watching. I know that could be a little bit dangerous, but think about it for a moment. This is one that brings joy and authenticity to your work. Too often, we're focused on being professional that we forget to have fun. But when we allow ourselves to enjoy what we're doing, the energy spreads to those around us. Think about that. Think about it. When was the last time that you really had fun at work? Maybe it was a team building exercise, spontaneous celebration, or just a moment of shared laughter. These are not just a nice to have. They're essential for creating a positive and productive work environment. So don't be afraid to lose a little. You know, loosen it up, if you know what I'm saying. Sing along with your favorite song, crack a joke, do a little dance. You know, no one's looking anyways. And it's these moments of joy that make work more than just a job. Lastly, let's talk about the act of managing your boss aggressively. Yes, you did hear me correctly there. Managing your boss aggressively. This doesn't mean being confrontational, but rather taking an active role in shaping how you manage the person. Dr. Conklin suggests that we have more control over this than what you might think. By getting clear expectations, communicating openly, and providing feedback, you can create a working relationship that benefits you and your boss. Take a listen to this. For example, if you find your boss tends to micromanage, try having a conversation about how you work best. Maybe you need more autonomy or prefer regular check-ins rather than constant oversight. By being proactive, you can create more effective and less stressful work environment. Think about that. It can change everything for you. So what else can I tell you? So there you have it. An exploration of the simple revolutionary acts and that can transform your workplace. We've covered how to revolutionize the way you think, the way that you interact with others, and the way that you approach your daily task. Each of these acts, though simple, has a potential to create a significant change, not just for everyone, but everyone around you and yourself. As we wrap up, I encourage you to choose one of these acts to put into practice this week. Start small. I mean, don't do anything crazy. Maybe it's choosing to be more positive in your daily interactions or trying out a new idea to work or even a new idea at work. Whatever it is, remember that these small intentional changes can have a ripple effect that leads to a more fulfilling and dynamic work experience. Thank Thanks for joining me today on Safety FM with Jay Allen. If you found this episode helpful, don't forget to share it and tell your colleagues and friends about it. As always, I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.